USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reassuring the nation's governors about the federal response to the coronavirus crisis. During a teleconference with governors at FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C., the president introduced Vice President Mike Pence, who thanked governors for their leadership and partnership.
I want you all to make your citizens aware the president signed the Family First Coronavirus Response Act last night. Coronavirus testing is free. Paid sick leave, family leave for caregivers, food assistance to the needy.
As testing ramps up for the coronavirus in the United States, the number of infected is increasing. Johns Hopkins researchers say there were more than 10,000 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 pandemic here, with 154 deaths in 22 states. First Lady Melania Trump is urging Americans to hang in there in a new public service announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.